Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 disciplines to have in life. This time, we're looking at disciplines. If you've been raised in a, let's be polite about this, developing family, the word discipline could have physical connotations, but that's not what this is about. Discipline means order and the ability to organize specific elements in your life with strategic long-term purpose. Discipline allows you to build yourself sustainably. It's what those who do not desire to leave their lives up to chance will always use as a better option. With that said, here are 15 disciplines you should have in life. Number 1. Discipline your thoughts. We've learned that everything we do begins with a neural spark inside the brain. Your thoughts quite literally dictate your future. Did you ever take the time to monitor what's going on in your mind during the day? You'll be shocked by the things you'll find yourself thinking about and how much buzz is there in the first place. You have the power to discipline your mind through practice and focus it on the important things you need to solve. Your mind is a gold mine. Only the gold is buried under all that noise. Number 2. Discipline your mornings. We've learned that people who discipline their mornings almost get an extra day's worth of work in. You have the power to jumpstart your day. As with everything on this list, small actions compound over extended periods of time. If you get one small thing done every morning, in a year you would have achieved 360 things more than everyone else, assuming you work the same as them the rest of the day. That's the power of disciplining your mornings. Number 3. Discipline your friendships. We've learned that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the friendships you establish along the way. What if we told you your life would almost be the same as the ones of your friends? 10 to 15% variation. Would you be happy? We're all social creatures, and our social environment is the foundation of building our future life. Hang out with losers, and you will be a loser yourself. You might not realize this, but you're tied to your friends like a boat is tied to other boats, which is why they call it a friendship. If all these boats are going one way and you're going another, they will drag you in the direction they're heading in. We love to think that our boat will manage to paddle faster and bring everyone with us, but that's not always what happens. Number 4. Discipline your environment. We are a byproduct of the environment we grow in, as much as a flower needs the right soil to blossom. Few people understand that they can choose to change their environment, and it's quite easy to do. Even more so, a change in environment has immediate impacts on the way you experience life. It starts with the room you spend most of your time in, then your home, then what you see when you look out the window. Your environment is one of the deepest ingredients of who you are, so make sure you find a good one. Number 5. Discipline your goals. We've learned that we become what we're willing to go after, yet most people settle for what is convenient. Too many people settle for too little, not because they wouldn't want more, but because they don't know how to get more. The main reason why most successful people achieve success is because they make it their goal to get there. For them, the goal isn't success. It's a specific target, a specific number, a specific lifestyle that's been deconstructed and built one brick at a time for years. Success is a byproduct of hitting your personal goals. We've spent the last decade studying successful people, and what we learned helped us to build multiple million-dollar businesses and find happiness and fulfillment in the process. It took us 1.5 years for us to put all of that into a premium learning experience called Goal Mastery, which is available for purchase right now if you go to goalsbyalux.com. We released it last Sunday, and we're closing the doors in less than 24 hours. We have no plans to reopen anytime soon, as we'll focus our efforts on being a guiding mentor to those who are purchasing the course during the week of the launch. This is your last day to get in. We know that for many, the course is rather expensive, so use the promo code MYGOAL and get $100 off at checkout. This course is a game changer for your personal life and your business. We believe in it so much that if you go through it and don't get more value out of it than the money you spent, we'll give you all of your money back under our 60-day guarantee. You quite literally have nothing to lose. Go to goalsbyalux.com right now. See you on the inside. Number 6. Discipline what you consume. We've learned that who we are runs on the fuel we put into ourselves, into our bodies, into our minds, into our souls. The better your inputs, the better your outputs. You want to be treated as an adult? You better start making decisions like an adult. You eat food because it serves the purpose of health, not just of taste. You consume content because it helps you grow, not just as entertainment. Of course, entertainment and dessert have their place in life too, but so many people only consume the dessert in its many forms of consumption. The brutal truth they eventually find out is that dessert doesn't get you the gains you are shooting for. Number 7. Discipline your desires. We've learned that desire is a contract you make with yourself to not be happy until the desire is fulfilled. One should pick their desires very carefully, for desires are very strong. We are overwhelmed by desires, and the more desires we have, the less we can actually achieve. If you want to be successful in life, pick very few desires and go after them with all you've got. Your end goal is to be desire-free, to have everything you need and not feel like you need anything else. Number 8. Discipline your addictions. We've learned that addictions are a trade you make with the world where in exchange for temporary pleasure, you give them a part of you. The problem with this trade lies in the word temporary. You're sacrificing long-term results for short-term pleasure. It doesn't take many such trades before there's nothing left for you to trade, as life will take everything from you. Addiction, in any form, is detrimental to your well-being. Identify it in its beginning stages and find ways to remove the cancer from your life, even if that requires professional help. Temporary discomfort and some money for a life addiction-free? That's a trade you should always make. Number 9. Discipline your body. We've learned that the average person has thousands of desires. A sick person only has one. It's shocking the kind of impact health and body can have on one's reality. Too often, people end up with unhealthy bodies, and because of it, their life is subpar. Your body weight limits your ability to live certain experiences. Your organs are working overtime to keep things going. The pandemic has put a big spotlight on just how vulnerable our bodies are, where it went down hard on everyone who had not disciplined their body. Let that be your wake-up call. Get yourself a strong body. Number 10. Discipline your progress and growth. We've learned that the feeling of being alive comes from growth. The moment the growth stops, you begin to die. Your life can constantly get better if you make it your goal to become better consistently. Most people believe that their education ends with school, yet everyone agrees schools no longer educate you for the real world. So what is one to do? Growth, progress, and education have become individual activities. By being here on a Sunday, you're taking part in an educational program with tens of thousands of other people at the same time. Coming back every Sunday builds and reinforces those building blocks on which your life stands. But there are even levels to self-help. You see, most people fall into the trap of content consumption. They consume self-help the same way others binge-watch old TV shows. At one point, you need to follow through on what you're learning. We must be impatient with our actions, but patient with the results. We found the reason people don't like to do this is because they don't know where to start specifically. And that is the foundation on which we built Goal Mastery. It's not a theoretical product. It's a direct challenge to you to follow specific actions and see what kind of results you get. If you find yourself educated but don't know where to start to actively make your life better, start by going to goalsbyalux.com right now and enroll in Goal Mastery. Every year, we invest great amounts of money into personal growth because it allows us to compound on the progress we've already made, and we've never had a bad year because of it. Goal Mastery will be the best money you spend this year. Number 11. Discipline the way people perceive you. We learned that we are what other people think we are. We live in this perception-driven world, where we all present ourselves in order to serve personal purposes, such as being liked, being accepted, climbing the ladder to a goal we find fitting, or one that society has told us it holds in high regard. One should discipline the way they present themselves to the world, for that is the only way the world will remember who you are. Number 12. Discipline your impact. We've learned that the value of an individual is determined by what they leave behind, not when they're gone, but when they're alive. Or to put it simpler, be good now. People think it takes a great deal of money to do charity because the media only publishes the stories involving a lot of zeros. But that's not where the bulk of the impact comes from. It comes from small interactions, little actions that have small but effective ripple effects in local communities. Discipline yourself to have an impact at the scale you have right now. If you're not kind when you're poor, it's pretty unlikely you'll be kind when you're rich. Number 13. Discipline your inner happiness. We've learned that being happy or not is a choice we have to make every day. One builds on happiness the same way they do with everything else on this list. It's small and big steps together, but steps made consistently nonetheless. The most valuable thing we've found is that happiness does not depend on other facts. Here's a very important distinction. The lack of resources can make you unhappy, but their presence doesn't improve your happiness beyond the point of equilibrium. Or, to put it in simpler terms, money and material success will only get you to a 5 on the happiness scale. From there, to get to a 10, you have to put the work in yourself. Number 14. Discipline your sleep. We've learned that we'd rather spend time with people who've had 8 hours of sleep than people who only slept for 4 hours. There are two ways of approaching immediate goals, and they depend on what is required for the goal to be achieved. 1. If your goal can be achieved through direct volume of work, then do it. Sleep 4 to 5 hours per night. Wake up early and put in as many hours as you can so you can get to your goal quickly. We've done this multiple times in the past. Then there's the second type of goal. 2. If your goal requires creative leaps, then sleep on it. For these types of goals, one should train like an athlete. Rest before the big race and give it your all during the sprinting session. It's an explosion of productivity for a very short period of time, followed by rest and training for the next one coming up. In order to become successful, if you're starting from scratch, the first approach will be to get better and more concrete results. But once you do make it out of the hole, we found that the second approach is more productive in the long term. Number 15. Discipline yourself. We've learned that nobody cares enough about you to make you the priority, so you have to make yourself a priority. If you bring everything we've discussed together so far, you'd find it all builds up into disciplining your actions and your choices. Without it, you'll find that life can be a horrible place filled with unfairness. Life seems unfair to those who live the lives others have set out for themselves. The moment you start living your own, everything happens because of you, and you realize you're getting exactly what you asked for. Competing with yourself is the ultimate positive sum game, so do it. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.